When I was reading your galleries for your new book coming out, one of the things that really struck me, Dan, was what you talked about what employees really cost. So I'm just going to name a few, and if you talk about those briefly. The cost of them making mistakes, time consumption, absenteeism, and replacement.
Well, yeah, see, a lot of people, when they look at their wage costs, they look at the wage.
Right.
Right? And so I pay Mary $38,000 a year, so Mary costs me $38,000 a year. Well, she costs you some number substantially more than that. And if you're going to manage for profit, again, you've got to have an accurate appraisal of what it really costs you to have her before you can ever figure out what the profit is in having her. And so when you have employees, you named some of them. One, there's time cost. So some of your time now is going to be consumed in hiring, training, coaching, rewarding, recognizing, retraining, explaining, supervising, enforcing, and ultimately firing. If you delegate all that, then some of your time is going to be consumed managing whoever the hell you delegate it to. So if you have a human resources director and that person reports to you, there's a time cost now of that that you can amortize over all the employees underneath the human resources director. But there's going to be some time consumption. And if you're going to do it right, if you're really going to try and have a program, there's going to be some real time consumption. There's going to be mistakes cost because they make mistakes. And there's going to be some reasonable and unavoidable level of mistakes. And so there's a cost there to do-overs, and hardly anybody measures it, ever.
I don't even think about it.
I started measuring it, like, instantaneously with manufacturing and printing because, like, if you're not paying attention and you've got an in-house printing department, as we had, or a commercial print shop, the do-over cost can be astronomical, and it can be very dramatically from one pressman to the next, to one piece of equipment to the next, to whether the pressman develops a cocaine problem or not, et cetera, et cetera. So you can have two people putting in the same number of hours and turning out the same amount of work, except one of them is also burning through 25,000 pieces of paper a week of do-overs. And there's a do-over cost in lost customers that's, you know, a whole nother issue. And then there's absence. So depending upon the size of your company and all that, you may have mandatory absences that you have to permit. Family leave, paid vacation days, et cetera. You may have some that you choose to permit, and you may have some that are forced upon you. Well, if they're important, if they're an important employee and they're absent 22 days this year, that created a cost. You had to do one of two things. You had to have other employees cover for them, thereby taking their time, attention, and energy away from what they're supposed to be doing. You had to cover for them. You had to hire temps, or you had to slow down fulfillment, thereby incurring a cost of unhappy and dissatisfied customers, some of whom go away. And there's a cost to replace them when they quit, fall in love and move away, or have to be fired. Big companies, by the way, know these numbers. They have enough data. I don't know that they all manage effectively by them, but they do know them. Small businesses rarely take time to even think about it, figure it out, or even guess at it. But how can you measure profit if you don't know cost?
You and I talk about this all the time, but you always say that everyone you work with eventually will go lame. So quickly share your thoughts on that.
First of all, the number of business partnerships that of significance that have gone the distance, you know, Bill and Bob got in business together right out of high school, and they retired still in business together.